It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, we're coming to your calls here shortly, particularly on the side question today. What else? Great comebacks. Tim Murtaugh is a Philly area guy, Delco, and Danny Murtaugh, if you remember that name, I certainly do, the Pirates skipper, manager, and one of the senior communications people for the Trump campaign. Want to find out from him. Hey, Tim, welcome back to town. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, I appreciate it. I am so happy to be back with you on the day after the great day that we had last night.
Tim, were you a bit surprised by this? I mean, polls are polls. We knew the Iowa poll, how frivolous that was. But this was shocking, apparently, to win or contend for the popular vote. To see some of the things in states, to see it called that early was remarkable. Did you guys have an inkling? In other words, you're sitting around saying, if this happens, then it's going to break our way pretty big.
You know, I was having conversations like that over and over again last night at the headquarters with a bunch of reporters as time was going on and we were getting close to the point where it was going to be a done deal. Like, we were inching forward, and I was still saying, you know, it's like talking about a no-hitter while the pitcher still has it going on. I don't want to talk about it. But we did have an idea because we have been telling people that for the last 3 weeks of the campaign, we – in our own internal polling, showed Donald Trump winning all seven battleground states. And it had been that way for 3 weeks. And we weren't staying quiet about it. We had told people, told the media. We released our polls in a memo on one Friday saying, hey, our own internal numbers show that he's winning. So we certainly believe that if we were correct, that a significant victory and sweeping all seven battleground states was certainly one of the possibilities. And so when it all came through, we thought, you know, if these numbers are correct, if we are correct, if what we believe is true, then all of this was possible. And it turns out we were, in fact, correct. Our numbers were right. And so this was one of the distinct possibilities. And that's the way it worked out.
Was there something that triggered that, though, at that point? You said 3 weeks out, et cetera. What was it that triggered it? Or is it just decision time and people finally made a decision?
You know, I don't know that there was any individual event that was the pivot point, but I will tell you, when I began to think about it as a wave that was approaching that I didn't think anybody would be able to stop, was the day when he went to that McDonald's in Bucks County.
Yes.
And I'm serious. I'm not joking. And it was not the act of making French fries or manning the drive-through window.
Right.
It was what happened outside that McDonald's on the streets approaching the restaurant that happened spontaneously. There were 10,000 people lining the sidewalks of the road that approached that McDonald's on both sides of the street, like 10 people deep on both sides of the street for blocks, 10,000 people. We didn't build that crowd. We didn't drive turnout there. It was organic. It was spontaneous because the local newspaper had reported that he was going to be there making French fries and manning doing a shift at McDonald's. And so the people just turned out. And it occurred to me when I saw that video, I wasn't there on that trip, but when I saw that video, that it had been a 9-year effort to that point for the Democrats, where every day when they woke up, their message of the day, every single day, was that Donald Trump was a bad man for whatever reason they were picking that day, all the way up to, you know, he's Hitler incarnate, all the way down to mean tweets. It was their central message all day long, every single day, for 9 years. They tried to make it a thing that you should be ashamed of if you supported Donald Trump, that you should never, ever speak his name in public. It is a mark of shame to wear a red MAGA hat. They tried to turn that into a white nationalist symbol. All these different things. They tried to drive people into the shadows if they supported Donald Trump. But on that day in Bucks County, when 10,000 people came out to show their support, not their just their support, their love for Donald Trump, I knew that the Democrats had failed. After 9 years, they had failed. And I thought, this is really something. That was eye-opening to me. And then I thought, you know what? We are actually going to win this.
Tim, we went back to Jim Worthington went with me over there. He paid for about an hour at that McDonald's. This was even, within the last 10 days, hundreds of people turned out. They didn't want the food. They paid for it themselves. They just wanted to be there together in the spot where Trump was with the friar. They had been in the crowd outside and they wanted to see it. That told me something again. Come on, it's a McDonald's in Feasterville. They wouldn't let us near the friar. The guy got upset I was interviewing people there. It didn't matter, though. They were that fired up around this. Tim, Latino men, is there any pivot point or any particular issue? Is it the economy / the kind of persona of Trump, those two things put together?
What attracted Latinos to him in big numbers, is this what you're talking about? Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's a lot of the messaging was very consistent, and I think Democrats really don't understand how it is that they can expect to talk to people and get them to see things their way. Democrats, I think, one, they help us by turning off certain voter demographics, because I think for a long time, Democrats have believed that in order to win over Latino voters, all they have to say is Donald Trump and immigration, and they think that wins the argument.
Let me ask you, Tim, I was always afraid of that. Now, you go back away, and I go back to the Bush years, and Bush was the other way on the border. I always thought, how are we going to win on this border thing with a wide swath of voters, particularly Latinos, the fastest growing voting bloc? And it seems like you guys figured out how to message this, and they bought it, that it's not in their interest to have open borders.
Yeah, well, you don't have to message it any particular way, and it's not any different from how Donald Trump talks about it normally, no matter who he's talking to. Latinos, just like everybody else, believe that people should follow the law, especially as it regards immigration policy. But then internally, the way that we have found the Latino voters internalize it is that, you know, if they're hearing it and they're saying, you know what, my family, whether it's them generations before them, my family came to this country by the correct legal means, and we followed the rules. Do I think that everybody else should also have to follow those rules? You bet. You bet I think everybody should have to follow the rules. And Democrats think that they can just take a shortcut and use the immigration issue as yet another reason to demagogue Donald Trump, and it doesn't work. Because Latinos don't see it that way. The Democrats are imposing their own views on it and assuming that Latinos see things the same way. On top of that, you know, the Latino community is very conservative culturally and socially. And the message about how, and it turned out to, I think, be a very powerful weapon across a lot of different voter blocks. The fact that Kamala Harris supported spending taxpayer money to give sex change operations to prison inmates and illegal aliens who are being detained. I mean, you know, that's something that people just can't even believe that she was forced. In fact, some media fact checked it when Donald Trump brought it up in the debate there in Philly. Time magazine fact checked it as false and said, no, she doesn't support that. It sounds so ludicrous that they didn't even bother to check it. They just declared it was false because they said, well, that's not even believable. But it was true.
And Tim, when you're on the show, I'm glad you got ahead of my next question. I wrote my last column on this. Yeah, the economy. Yeah, the border. This issue, when I learned you guys had spent over $30 million on it, I thought I would have spent $50 because I saw Charlemagne the God's Breakfast Club. And they were saying, that can't be true. They did it live on the air. And when they fact-check it, that's what she did, and she wouldn't back away from it. They went, wow, I don't like that. I'm not going to go with that. It was a tell. It cut into the whole thing, that issue.
Yeah, exactly right. And then, of course, the overarching issue for every voter group was the economy.
Right.
And, you know, Latinos and women and black people and whoever you are. A good economy is good for everybody. People don't like high inflation. And we just always thought that this election set up so well because everyone has lived through both administrations. You know, the economy was great under President mm-hmm. Trump. There was no inflation. The border was secure. The world was at peace. Under Kamala Harris, the economy was terrible. Inflation is through the roof. There was no southern border, practically. And the world itself is on fire. It's a very simple message. Kamala Harris broke it. Donald Trump will fix it. That's what we settled on. And her closing message was, I still don't like Donald Trump, you know?
No, you know what? I think when you arrived at that message, it resonated. It was a great summary. It is very simple. And we had easier what happened in the Trump years. It made it a lot easier versus some guy telling you what he's going to do. He's already done it. So kudos all the way around. Great campaign, great close. And the results, I got to say, we were stunned by, Tim. So thank you. And again, I hope we'll talk very soon as we get ready for other things.
You bet, Dom. Thank you very much. And I really have appreciated coming on your show and other stations on the 1210. It's been really great. As a Delaware County guy, Ridley High School, class of 1987, Temple University, huge Eagles fan. I love take every opportunity. When they say, hey, do you want to do Philadelphia radio again today? I'm like, yes, yes. get me on the radio. You know.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. Hey, agrees with the column again. Well ahead of the curve there. You see that up on Twitter, what I wrote for the Delaware Valley Journal, the sleeper issue. And the reason is, it's not just the transgender thing. It cuts across and it shows how radical they are. Side question, all-time comeback is what we're looking for today. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton on Talk Radio 1210. What's your comeback, Alan?
Well, I remember some 40 years ago, there was a switch made on WWDB where Bernie became left, and there was a young man there who was a substitute, and he felt he should be on there, but instead they put Joe McDonald on, representing the NAACP. But the young man won his argument. And he's there with you today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alan. Very nice of you to say. Man, that's quite a history.
I didn't know we had a historian in the audience here.
Seriously. Yes, that's
pretty
true.
Cool, man. I didn't know that.
It was for a brief period of time.
Yeah.
And sadly, Dan, it's my first time full-time overnight, mm-hmm. right? Major station. He has people call in and block the phone lines up, or somebody. Oh. I'll put it that way. Oh, my God.
Come on.
The producer that I had gets his car repossessed in the parking lot fighting with them during the show.
Really?
It was a heck of a...
Wow.
After you do that, nothing bothers you. You know what I mean? So I'm sure Rich...
I wish we had audio of it.
Oh, yeah.
Fly on the wall moment.
I'm just looking at all these lit phone lines going, and will this ever end? All right, that's a good one. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's your comeback?
When the Russians first put the man into space, and the United States came back and beat him to the moon.
Exactly. That's Kennedy. That's looking forward to it. That's what I think a Trump would do. That's what president should do. He set that goal. We did beat them to the moon. Yeah, Sputnik. People were shocked. They're looking at the Philadelphia public schools. Are they not teaching kids anything? Yeah, well, it's still like that today. Somehow or another, we still beat the Russians to the moon, though.
Yeah.
Let's take
it takes a quarterback to fund air conditioning.
Yeah. Let's take one more here with John in Westchester. All right. Today, the comeback. John, what's yours?
Hi, Dom, Dan, Henry, and Jimmy. Mine is goes way back to the founding of our country in December of 1776 with the Continental Army about to disband as their enlistments were about to expire. George Washington leads them across the Delaware River, defeats the Hessians at Trenton, goes up to Princeton Junction, defeats another detachment of Dragoons up there, and saves the Revolution. And America is given the opportunity to expand and for Donald Trump to win the 47th presidency.
Thank you, John. Well put. When you go to Valley Forge and you think of what that was like, it's amazing they got through that. And to catch the Hessians kind of partying Christmas Eve and attack them going across the Delaware in rowboats?
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer.
My mind's still wide open, though, for callers to call in with their answer, because nothing's really sticking out to me for side questions so far.
Well, you were impressed by my Russians coming back against the Nazis, or Henry's Barton versus Winona State.
Yeah, Winona State.
Whenever you hear State basketball at the end of some place, it's not like Arizona State, like Winona State. Yeah. You go, what the heck is going on?
I don't even know where the school is.
Henry, mascot for Alcorn State.
Braves.
Wow.
All right, there you go. We'll test him. You can test him at any time when you call in. Just say a place, and he'll give you the mascot.
Division one.
All right, let's take one more, and then it's Dom's Money Melody. Let's go to the master of his own brand, Joe in Exton. Joe, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. The Japanese conducted a devastating attack on Pearl Harbor, which awoke a sleeping giant who then directed an even greater attack on mainland Japan by means of a hydrogen bomb.
That is quite a comeback.
It's a nuclear comeback.
It's a new nuking them there, Joe.
It's
That's
a big
exactly
one there,
right.
Jim.
And the Manhattan Project, I can't read enough about it. The idea that they could conceive this across the country and do it, amazing. So is Joe of Exton. But right now, it's time for
Money Melody.
Money gone.
That is right. Today we're playing for a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new Down to Fondue happy hour.
Down to Fondue.
That's right. It's available at the bar. Enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue.
Ooh,
dates. I like get chocolate, not the cheese. Dates and times
Why
will
don't
vary.
You like the cheese?
Because I think of the lactose intolerant out there, and they can't have it.
Oh, you're so nice.
That's very nice.
You know,
that's
speaking as a lactose intolerant
I know
person,
you are, among other things.
It's okay,
yes.
Dom. You can like your cheese.
All right. Dates and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details.
Yeah, Dom. So today we're talking about your Mount Rushmore of who deserves it for their like what they did for the election.
Yes.
This person, Dom, a regular guest on our show, provides a cover song for us today. One huge clue there. And Dom, she is one of those people that really emerged. She's been in the political scene because she's very close to what's going on here, but she really emerged recently and became a star this past election. Should be on a Mount Rushmore somewhere for what she did, Dom. Take a listen. We want to know who this cover artist is, singing a song about what she did, essentially, here.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Really came out this election, Dom.
I remember when this came out, not too much of a clue, and I remember the criticism, not so much of the singing.
I think it's pretty good.
I think it is, too.
And the message now, too, particularly?
Yeah, exactly. But the criticism was, aren't we a bit distracted here?
Understandable. Now looking back, it's great to have this, to be honest.
Oh, this is one of the, that'll be too much of a clue.
Yep.
All right, who is singing that? Finally, I got one today. Well, I think I did. I don't know. Dan was whispering on my ear the moment it was going to my brain. Isn't that? Yes. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You are off to the Melting Pot. Jump in at 855-839-1210. Here with Dom and Dan and Henry.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Finally, a pretty good cover song today. Here is the clue. Tell us who's singing this.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
All right, let's try Bill in Downingtown here to go off to the melting pot. Bill, who's singing it?
That's going to be Lara Trump.
Very nice. It is Lara Trump, too. It's hard to say versus Laura. Lara Trump. I should have said to her, it's Dom with an M. Lara with an M. She never corrects
herself.
She's good about that.
Get the name right. D-O-M.
Yeah, it is Lara. Sometimes we forget and we, you know, slur it. Bill, nicely played. It is Lara Trump. And, Dan, when she did that, the thing was, really, she's heading up the RNC. Isn't this a distraction? Seems to me she worked unbelievably and really was the first one to talk about the mail-in ballot way back when, it seems like over a year ago, and how that needs to be done and push that to the level that
I mean, how many years were we here on conservative radio complaining about the lack of a good strategy, ground game from a national RNC?
Right.
Watley, Laura Trump enter into the roll, Tom. Things completely changed. We got lawyers out there taking on election integrity. So much stuff that Laura and Michael brought to this, Tom, that they really deserve some recognition.
Yeah, very good blend. Very good blend. And once she did that day to day, she really grew in the role, without a doubt. It is Lara Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. By the way, Vice President Harris has called President Trump, it's being reported, conceding. And I think around Rizzioli time at 4 o'clock, she'll be making a concession speech or talking about that today.
Yeah, they're setting up a teleprompter in the stage right now. So
yeah,
we'll be monitoring that here on 1210.
Here's the point. When you start to go Hitler and you start to go fascist, it makes it very hard to make a call. Be civil. Look, elections are rough stuff. I can't even imagine a presidential election. And I feel for the people that have to make that concession, have to make that call. That's just got to be excruciating. You know, I'm the one that says after games, I get it, little kids being good sports and all, saying nice game. But sometimes it's so painful to have to show up and shake hands and to go through that line. Ugh. But to do this, it's your life. I mean, it's your life. There's no comeback ordinarily from getting this nomination. She's not going to be that again in any universe that I can see. Same thing with Hillary. So this has to be incredibly painful. I'm not gloating with her. But when you say fascist, when you go down that path, sometimes you say Hitler, then it just makes this very, very, you just can't go there. In New York, the attorney general is continuing. She's there with Hochul. They're prepared to fight back once again. Now, the Justice Department, it looks like, is going to wind down the case even before Trump gets in. And the Department of Justice with the federal cases says, never mind, let that go. That'll happen. The state case is going to be won on appeal by Trump. But in the meantime, the attorney general there and the governor, who's more obnoxious by the day, they're going to continue. They just held a news conference prepared to fight back once again. And the lawfare thing, we know every time they did it, how much it helped Trump. And what did they gain in the end with this ill-conceived plan of lawsuit after lawsuit, etc.? Well, they sort of removed Trump from the campaign trail some days. Remember that in New York? But they enraged people. They brought more people in to say, no, this is ridiculous. You got to beat this guy fair and square. This is overkill, particularly the New York case, I think. And then when they saw just how bad they are, in Atlanta, how ridiculous that is, that backfired. Jack Smith is the only guy who's competent but he comes across as someone just piling on, which he is.
You want some Tish James?
Yeah, here's some Tish James. Here is the worst of all, though, Attorney General. And we're going to talk about these type of lawyers like Larry Krasner and Letitia James in New York with the new Attorney General, Dave Sunday, coming up momentarily here. Here's Letitia James.
Across this country to make sure that we would be ready to respond to any attempt to roll back our rights. So here we are. We've studied their platforms. We've identified certain possibilities, fact patterns. We've created contingency plans. So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks. We're ready to respond to any attempts to cut or eliminate any funding to the great state of New York, as the governor outlined. So despite what has happened on the national stage, we will continue to stand tall in the face of injustice, revenge, or retribution. We will continue to protect and our most vulnerable and marginalized amongst us, because it is my sworn duty and responsibility to lead that fight, working with the governor of this great state, Kathy Hochul. This is not the time to be fearful, New York, but faithful and steadfast, knowing that I, as the Attorney General, along with my entire team, we are guardians of the law, and we are prepared, my friends, to fight back. Thank you.
You know, for shamelessness, you got to give her credit. Guardians of the law, the architects of this whole thing. She's
guardians
more the architect than
the
don't see Alvin Bragg out there saying as much. They're going to lose on appeal, hopefully sooner rather than later. We know about that. It helped Trump, though. In the end, going through this, it helped him. I would argue that probably helped him even more than the assassination, because the media moved past that pretty quickly. I don't think people took that into account, that were independents or on the fence as much at the end. Didn't seem to come into play, but this did. This lawfare was profound and over a long period of time. All right, coming up, we're happy to bring you the new Attorney General in Pennsylvania. What does that mean for us here? Particularly, we know about that special prosecutor. I don't think anybody's been named yet. Remember with SEPTA, Krasner? The guy in L.A. lost yesterday, who is the L.A. version of Larry Krasner. But I would tell you this, that guy's not as strong, as driven, and insufferable as Larry Krasner. You got to know who you're against here. Can he lose in 2025? Yeah, I think that can happen. All right, he's next. Busy meal planning, right? Holidays are approaching, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's parties, and all that, and just the usual stuff. Going to work and family events, just step into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Let them take care of all that. Just pick up those Smith Island crab cakes, jumbo lump. And don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes. Just delicious. Time to stock up on all your favorites with Captain Chuckie's. And we've been telling you more and more, it's the crab cakes. It's the golf shrimp, which is another big star. It's the soups, though, the homemade sides, desserts, appetizers. It's all there, and they can help you make suggestions. They use only the highest quality ingredients. That golf shrimp, always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And you got to get the Dom Roll. Try the Dom Roll. They go through thousands of these a week. Big hit. Visit Captain Chuckie's today. There's a location near you. One website, welovecrabcakes.com. Welovecrabcakes.com. Headed to the shore. Visit Captain Chuckie's at the shore. All right, welcome in. Look, the presidency, we know about that. But we also know during COVID, for example, look at school boards. Look at what they did. Trump was president. Didn't matter. Local control. So where we live here in Pennsylvania, the Office of Attorney General is critical, particularly, I would say, where we are here in Philadelphia. Joining us is the Attorney General-elect. Dave Sunday comes back with us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Attorney General-elect, thank you very much, Dave, for joining us today.
It is an absolute honor to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
So, Dave, Sunday, I remember when we talked before, and it came through, you ran a good campaign, the ads were effective, that you are an actual prosecutor. We haven't seen that with your opponent. And Josh Shapiro, I don't remember really ever prosecuting cases when he was the attorney general, the actual lead in this. Why is that important?
Well, I think it's absolutely critical when you're the attorney general, when you're the chief prosecutor and you're making decisions on resources and cases to have done them, to have been in courtrooms, to have worked on complex criminal investigations. I mean, one of the huge issues facing Pennsylvania, obviously, is the fentanyl epidemic, and that involves complex drug trafficking. And I think that, you know, whenever you're in a leadership position, you always fall back on what your experience is. And so my experience has been doing everything we can to investigate and prosecute people that are harming our communities. And so that's why I think it's really important.
So, Dave, Sunday, the other thing we've heard during the presidential election that people didn't buy, it seems like Democrats nationally were saying that crime is almost non-existent now. We're making it up.
Yeah, that's not true. And I think that we saw that when the Department of Justice revised their crime stats. This would have been, what, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. The reality is, you know, crime, and when you sort of argue statistics, you're really minimizing the impact on crime victims. And even if it goes up a little bit or down a little bit, the reality is that, you know, one violent crime, you know, hurts a victim. It you know, when someone dies, it destroys families. And so I think that we have to move forward and just be very, very serious about investigating, about arresting and prosecuting violent criminals.
To that point, the previous or the current attorney general and Josh Shapiro before, Shapiro would vaguely talk tough to the FOP. But when it came right down to cases that crossed his office, as I see it, with Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, he was reluctant and would back away from it. What's your sense of that potential relationship with Krasner?
Well, you know, obviously there are things that we may disagree seriously on, but I really, I mean, I view this role as being one about the citizens and working to keep them safe. And, you know, through the course of my professional life, you know, I've come across people that I disagree with, that I think are, you know, that I don't like how they do business. But you got to work through it, because it's not about the individuals that are elected. It's about the citizens and their public safety. And so to that point, I mean, I will do everything I can to work with every single person humanly possible that would want to work and collaborate with us on keeping the community safe. And that includes Larry Krasner. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, come to this from a place of saying that, hey, it's not going to work. I want to come to it from a place of saying that we will find a way to make it work, because it's not about us.
So what is the status with the special prosecutor? It's a bit murky to me. We know what the qualifications were. This was around SEPTA, et cetera. Did that come up during the campaign? What's your stance on it? Where are we going to go with that?
So it came up during the campaign pretty regularly when we were, especially in Southeast Pennsylvania. I mean, so the status as I know it is that there's a special prosecutor appointed. I'm not sure if that individual, like if they're prosecuting any cases at this point. I know there's some legislative concerns, because I believe that that law actually ends at the end of next year. And so one of the first things I'll do when I get into office in January is take a hard look at that and see, you know, what the status is, where are we? And so to your point, I'm going to learn about it. I'm going to learn about it as soon as I get elected, because at this point, when you talk about, you know, criminal cases and things of that nature, prior to winning my election, I certainly wasn't privy to that information.
Ah, okay. So I was right. It still is a bit murky here. Are you supportive legislatively, though, of what's being done as you understand it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, think of, this was a law that was passed by our legislature to address an issue. It was signed into law by Governor Shapiro. And so, I mean, that's our process. And I certainly support it and would utilize those resources to investigate and prosecute crimes in accordance with the law.
Okay, that's, yeah, but I don't understand why it's murky, though, Dave, that even you don't know about what's being prosecuted. Nothing has been done. This is going on for a while. And I guess it's going to take a fresh look here to actually, are you looking at this prosecutor? Do you have somebody else in mind?
Well, I'm going to meet with that individual. And to be honest, like, I mean, I don't have the information to go into that because, again, you know, because I wasn't elected, these were things that I really had no ability to look into specifically, obviously, meaning like what is being worked on. So I look forward to doing that. And like everything else, I mean, I'll conduct a full assessment and, make a determination that is aligned with achieving the goal of that legislation. And that would be prosecuting cases.
Yes. I mean, I realize the qualifications were pretty specific, but, the hunger we have here in Philadelphia to get at the attitude of the DA saying he's a defense attorney with power now, that just conflicts with being a prosecutor, an actual prosecutor, as you are.
Yeah.
Give us an idea.
And
go ahead.
Oh, and just real quick, I want to say, I mean, that was a huge part of my campaign was I campaigned on the fact that, listen, you know, I'm coming to this place through a courtroom, through being in front of juries, through working with police. I mean, that's where I come from. And to that point, you know, the citizens overwhelmingly supported it, in particular in Southeast Pennsylvania. And so I'm beyond grateful for the support of everyone that voted for me in Southeast PA. And I'm really excited to work with my new colleagues down there and do everything we can to help the citizens be safe.
You talked about fentanyl, a huge issue for a lot of reasons. How about illegal immigration, which may play into that, Dave? Give us a sense of what you see as the role of the Attorney General in Pennsylvania.
Well, I think the starting point obviously comes down to, and being the district attorney in York, we're directly north of Baltimore. And so I've seen the devastation that can happen when you are in very close proximity to an open air drug market. And so, excuse me. And so to that point, you know, fentanyl is flowing over the Mexican border. That's where it's coming from. It's killing 15 Pennsylvanians every day. And so I think that if you're looking at a triage situation, the starting point clearly is looking at our resources and saying, what are we doing to help arrest and prosecute these large scale drug traffickers? I mean, I think that's step one. When you talk about illegal immigration, I mean, again, the reality is I want to really, you know, wrap my head around that issue as the attorney general and see, you know, what can be done. Where is it impacting our community? I mean, you know, there are limited things that the attorney general can do, as that's primarily federal in nature. And I think that with the elections last night, I think we will probably see some changes in that area.
Absolutely. Dave Sunday, congratulations, and please come back. We're very interested in what you're going to do.
Yes. Thank you, my friend. I'll come back anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right, Dave Sunday, the new attorney general. That's a deal. And Dan, the guy's taken over the office, and this is a very detailed guy. In the interviews I've done with him, et cetera, he doesn't exactly know what the attorney, this prosecutor's doing. It's just an endless cycle. But does Krasner feel how things are turning here? The DA out in Los Angeles, who was even more renowned than he was, not as tough as Krasner, got beaten badly yesterday. So we'll see. This race is going to shape up here in 2025. All right. It is time for the lightning round coming up. What we're going to do is we'll get a winner today. We'll finish up yesterday's. And then give you a chance to jump in at 855-839-1210. Hey, Philly, it's South Jersey. Diane Cardano is back with us. And you know what that means. My great friend Diane Cardano has a message for you. If you're seeing those price reduced signs popping up everywhere, it's not the market's fault. If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit and sit and keep on sitting. You don't want that. Get Diane Cardano in your corner. Diane has been helping homeowners avoid those dreaded price cuts for over 30 years. She's got the know-how to make your home look the best, sell fast, and sell for top dollar. It's all about smart pricing, expert staging, and creative marketing. That's it. A little investment and well-thought-out pricing strategy can mean literally thousands more in your pocket. So before you put up that for sale sign, give Diane a call. She'll help make those homes irresistible to buyers, get it sold fast, sometimes even in just 2 days. If you want to know more, call Diane right now at 215-576-8666. Or online, the same thing, 215-576-8666.com. You can also get a free copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Don't wait. Reach out. Let's get that home sold fast for top dollar.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. The lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all available rebates, applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. One quick fact from DJ. Catholics, Trump really did well this time. 15 points better, Washington Post. Wow. The Catholic vote. Big time stuff. Look, Biden was hiding as a Catholic and as a moderate, could get away with it. VP Harris could not. Side question, hit us with that comeback. The Earl of
Tom, I just want to note.
Yes.
A religious swing like that when you had abortion largely on the ticket is fascinating to see. We got to explore that
more. Yeah, we're going to have to get to the bottom of that. It surprised me, but I think Biden not being on there, they couldn't cover both now. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
Well, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Guess what day it is? It's Trump Day!
Trump Day!
I'll hold off on the song till a later date. My answer is going to be Robert Downey Jr. He was a Brat Pack adjacent, had a young, promising career. One of the last movies he did was Less Than Zero, where he played a young man whose life was destroyed by drug use. And then life imitating art, he destroyed his life through drug use, ended up in jail and in court, and just pretty much became a joke in Hollywood. No one would hire him. Cleaned up his act, and now he's Mr. Hollywood. He's Iron Man.
Yeah, he is big again. That is a very good one. Chris in Malvern. Chris, who's yours?
There are two more famous Eagles comebacks above it, but there's one that's remembered for just a play when in 2004 wild card, the Eagles came back to beat Green Bay because Freddie Mitchell picked up a first down on 4th and 26.
I would have fired the entire defensive staff for that. Henry could have covered, and when it's 26, I mean, that was ridiculous. Yeah. Beyond, I can picture it was a raw day that, yeah.
Fredericks delivers.
Then he did the whole belt thing. You had to pick up. But that guy is the number one draft pick. It's hard to believe. Michael in Chester Springs. Michael, who's yours?
Hey, Dom. I would have to go with the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees had a lot of hits in the early 60s. Right. They kind of put them out there for a little while, and then it came back with all the disco, Saturday Night Fever, and all that.
Gotcha. This one might be better, though. This really happened. Joe in Morgantown, who's yours, Joe?
Hey, Dom, congratulations today. My story with Frank Sinatra is someone asked him who the greatest singer would be, and he said, I got to go to the bathroom. He came back to the table and said, the greatest singer would be one who rises to the top, falls flat on their feet, and then does it again.
I think that was Sinatra. Yeah, Sinatra didn't have a
Frank
voice.
Sinatra.
Or there's a problem with the voice. Big deal with that. Yeah, reading in Mario Puzo's The Godfather. You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, we have to do yesterday's, Henry. Who do we have from yesterday that you like?
Godfather for...
Yes. So yesterday is the all-time debates you'd like to see settled.
Yeah.
The one I liked the best was Stephen Haddon Township right off the rip with Bannister versus Landy in the sub-4-minute mile. I thought that one stuck out the most.
Yeah, even though I was on the other side of that debate, that was something we learned. Dan, how about you?
I like that one as well.
All right. The Bannister, still Roger Bannister. Come on now. Let the guy alone. The 4-minute mile forever. Dr. Roger Bannister. Okay. Now, today, these comeback things were pretty intense. Give me some contenders.
Yeah, so first off, I liked Erland Taconi's answer of Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
I mean, he really re-announced himself back to the world at the end of the first Iron Man movie, and he goes, I am Iron Man. I don't think it gets, you know, more symbolic than that, so I like that answer.
I really like the music answer from Michael of the Bee Gees, but Joe and Exton really hit us with a strong answer of...
the nuke.
The nuking of Japan after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it's a comeback.
Quite a comeback from Joe of Exton.
That was outside the box. Let's go with Joe of Exton on that. That was a little bit bizarre in the beginning, but I think that you're right. By the way, Montana has just gone for the Republicans. I'm looking at that now. I'm looking at the figures. But Philadelphia still won't comply. They still have to, we're going to take our time with the McCormick race. Maybe before the end of Rich's show today, we'll have a result of that. All right, so we got those two winners into the hat. And tomorrow, we'll have a shot at another side question. And today, I mean, we're just honored. Particularly, I got to say, Scott Presler today was like out of a movie with this guy. And we asked him, what are you going to do next, Scott? Oh, well, there's the governor's race. And then there's J.D. Vance for president race. So what do you think we're going to be doing? I got to get him to Philadelphia. Got to get him here. Great work last night by everybody. It was a massive team effort. Sincerely, our election coverage.
I just want to take people behind the scenes. Everybody here at the station contributed one way or another and went above and beyond the call of duty here. So really big thank you. Matt DeSantis, Justin Otero running the things here back at the station. Dom, you quarterbacking those last 3 hours. Fantastic stuff live as it was breaking. Really good
Dawn
stuff.
And Rich, the added flow of having Rich there in Pittsburgh with the bar humor and guest
net
on
noise behind him.
Yeah,
with the
it was. That's what
stuff.
Election night means to me, to be out there and getting a little bit of a different perspective.
Henry assisting with booking. It was
yes,
really good stuff.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Exactly right. All the way, Dawn with us too. Nick Kale in the morning.
And obviously, so. Greg with the mind to do it.
Yeah,
thanks, Greg,
exactly
for sending
right.
us up and YouTube and everything.
It's rare. It's rare. So Rich is next. We'll see if McCormick gets a nod sometime soon. Let's do that. Back tomorrow at noon. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.